Well, of course, if you insist on another journey.
And we do!
Who needs it?
Peabody's history is improbable as can be. But Peabody's history is meant for fun for you and me.
Napoleon, Robert Fulton, and King Arthur, and the rootin' tootin' old Wyatt Earp, to name a few. Peabody sure brings fun to you.
Peabody's history is improbable as can be. But Peabody's history is meant for fun for you and me.
Hello out there. Peabody once again. Sherman has just set the Wayback Machine for the year 1871.
Where are we going, Mr. Peabody?
Africa, Sherman. Specifically the Lake Tanganyika area. For today, we shall be on hand for that historic moment when Stanley finds Livingstone. Sherman and I were instantly transported to a small clearing in the African jungle. However, it appeared as if we had arrived a trifle late.
What do you mean, saying Dr. Livingstone, I presume? I say, Mr. Stanley, I presume.
Oh, no, you don't. I said it first.
But I've been waiting for you all these years, so I could say it.
Sorry, old boy, but it's been said. After all, I found you.
You found me. I found you. By George, it's an attack.
Yes, gentlemen, while you were debating, a tribe of cannibals surrounded the clearing. Even as I spoke, a tall warrior, obviously a chief, appeared in the dense undergrowth.
Sujilo, Kana Lili Fawano.
What did he say?
That gentleman is Swahili. Upper Swahili.
You mean you understand that gibberish?
I invented that gibberish.
Well, what did he say?
He just said, Dr. Livingstone and Mr. Stanley, I presume.
Oh, fine. Now he's found us.
Hopelessly surrounded, we were escorted to the cannibals' village.
Bwanati Malamala, Kihichi Kuna.
Well, things could be worse. At least they're giving us our choice of pots.
You mean he wants to cook us?
I'm afraid so. After liberally sprinkling us with salt, we were deposited in our own individual pot. That's when I decided the whole affair had gone too far, and producing a pack of cards, I proceeded to perform a series of tricks I had once taught Houdini. Naturally, my dexterity found a most receptive audience, so much so that after dinner, vegetarian, I might add, we were inducted into the tribe as honorary cannibals.
Does this mean we can go free, Mr. Peabody?
Not exactly, Sherman. They expect us to live with them. We spent the next hour listening to some old Blue Baron records left behind by Usa and Martin Johnson, and then were marched down to a river that flowed by the village. There we saw a somewhat startling sight.
It's an old man, Mr. Peabody, just standing in the water.
Simba Tulu Mana Fijilulu.
It's the chief's father. He's been standing in the river for 3.5 months.
Saulup Tui Tamba Tamba.
Chief says he'd give anything to get his father out.
I suppose he wants him out because he's afraid he'll drown.
No, he wants him out because he's scaring the fish.
Tell you what, Stanley, old thing. I'll make you a wager. Whoever succeeds in extricating the old fella has the privilege of saying, I presume.
Done.
Sherman and I, and the entire village, lined the banks of the river to watch the contest. Dr. Livingstone went first. Shovel in hand, he attempted to tunnel his way under the chief's father and bring him back by an underground route. Unfortunately, Livingstone lost his bearings and only succeeded in tunneling his way across to the opposite shore. As for Stanley, he had high hopes of towing the chief's father out. And it might have worked had the rope been stronger.
It's no use. We'll never get him out.
You're right, Livingstone. Pity.
If you gentlemen wouldn't mind, Mr. Peabody could get him out.
Think you can, Peabody?
Yes, and without moving from this spot. Sherman, hand me that towel, please. The Hilton Watusi. Oh, this should do it. And so saying, I flung it directly at the chief's father. A minute later, father and son were reunited on the shore.
By Jove. So that's why he refused to come out of the water.
Yes. He'd lost his pants and was waiting for someone to throw him a towel.
Brilliant deduction, Peabody.
Yes, wasn't it? We were given our freedom, and it wasn't long before we were bidding goodbye to our companions as they boarded the steamer belonging to Mr. Stanley.
I still say, I should say, Mr. Stanley, I presume.
And I say you have it all wrong.
Well, there they go, Mr. Peabody. And that's some boat.
I agree, Sherman. And it's a perfect illustration of just how wrong history can be.
Wrong, Mr. Peabody?
Yes. You know, most people thought the Stanley steamer was a car.
Peabody's history is improbable as can be, but Peabody's history is meant for fun for you and me.
Balboa sails the ocean blue, Franz Schubert plays the piano for you, the Foreign Legion and Paul Revere, this comes to you 'cause Peabody's here.
Peabody's history is improbable as can be, but Peabody's history is meant for fun for you and me.